This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. Joining us here in the studio tonight, we have a special guest. His name is Jason Talley. Jason, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, always.
Jason is the executive director of the CD Evolution Fund, and he has escaped temporarily his home in Grafton to come here to Keene to sit in with us here. And there's a little friendly competition, a little friendly rivalry between the Keene and Grafton areas of New Hampshire as we attempt to recruit as many people to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project as possible. Obviously, we want people who love liberty to come to New Hampshire, wherever it is you end up, whether it's Concord. Maybe you really enjoy politics. Concord's the place to be if you're a political kind of guy. You want to get involved in the state house a lot. It makes sense to live nearby it. The seacoast is certainly a popular area for a lot of people. Manchester, of course, with the most populated area, Manchester being a big draw for movers. And Keene and Grafton, you know, neither of them are particularly outstanding from a population standpoint. Keene, I think, is like the seventh most popular city in New Hampshire, sixth or seventh, something like that. And then Grafton's just a little town. But they both have really great PR behind them because some of the most visible civil disobedience activists have made the move to these areas, the outside the system people. And you know, despite the Politico's objections, the outside-the-system stuff just is sexier. It gets more attention. It gets more news. And so kind of Grafton and Keene are two of the hot spots. And so Jason, you're going to be involved in something that's going to be kicking off this weekend, hopefully. I don't know. Should we talk about this?
Let's do it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited. So I've been in New Hampshire for about 3 months and Grafton for two of those months. And at first I thought I was going to be traveling the state and just exploring all the different areas. But the mechanic for the motorhome, said, yeah, go ahead and hook up to water and electrical and sewer. And then, you know, we got to, you know, liken each other. And he just said that you guys can stay here. And he's also interested in getting people who are going to be, you know, good residents, people who are going to be active in the community. And so we started what we call Agorist Acres, and it's an RV park. And I talked to Pete and Adam about this when we were on the road for Motorhome Diaries, and it was just a dream. I didn't think I was going to be able to make it happen so quickly. But Antigone Darling, who has been helping get Pete and Adam out of jail today, she lives up there, and she has a motorhome. And I bought myself a travel trailer built in 1955.
Oh, my.
And it's like it's kind of like an Airstream, but
it keeps the water off, and that's about it, right?
Well, no, I mean it's comfortable. We'll see how it is in the winter, but so she and I are there. The Peter and Lori Bossy are there, and they were on Liberty Caravan with us. And
they moved from California out here earlier. So you guys, now the irony about this Agorist Acres, it's kind of outside the system. Agorist Acres is that you guys had to make an agreement with the property owner in order to live there, right?
No, actually.
On that mic, too, by the way.
Some people vote on the property, and some don't. But,
oh, really?
And I know Mark and I have had discussions about
I heard that you had to agree to vote in order to live there.
Not necessarily.
No? Okay.
No.
Some people had to agree to vote, from what I understand.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
All right.
But anyway, in Grafton, there's 1,000 people, so votes actually do make a difference there.
I don't believe I'm hearing this. This is the conversation that we had.
Yeah, you guys were kind of at loggerheads for a little while over this issue.
But so I cast my first vote a couple weeks ago.
Oh, so you did vote.
I voted. I will vote.
Okay.
And because I want to support the politicos that are out there. Here's my mission in Grafton. I want to look at that budget, and line by line, I want to start competing directly with it because I want to be a good agorist, and I want other agorists to go to Grafton and possibly live at Agorist Acres. But line by line, we can compete directly with the government. We're going to build a better library than the town has. We might start a volunteer road crew. Already, before I even move there, there's a volunteer ambulance, which a lot of Free Staters are a part of.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and so we're just going to keep doing this. It's a small town. There aren't many paved roads in Grafton because the town people don't want to pay for them. So there's already a nice climate of liberty, And we have some all-stars there. Mike Barsky just bought some property called Grafton Gulch. And every Monday and Wednesday, you can go to a free market. It's like a free flea market, but obviously it's agorist in nature, so you don't have to worry about pesky sales taxes or regulations like that. There's also, Russell Canyon and Cat Canyon that are there.
Those are two of the earliest movers. I mean, we've got to be careful when we're just naming names because people are listening. They don't know who we're talking about. Russell and Cat are two of the earliest movers to New Hampshire. They were some of the influences on me as far as why I chose to come here and why I specifically chose to come to Keene, because initially they had lived here in Keene, and they were doing civil disobedience here, and they were putting the videos online, and I saw those, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is where I have to be. I mean, you can do politics, no problem anywhere, but to be around people that were doing that level of civil disobedience, it was really encouraging for me, and I looked up to that, and that's one of the reasons why I made the move here.
You know, and this is what I've was hoping all along with the outside the system and the inside the system activists, is that they come to some kind of meeting of the minds. And it doesn't have to be this particular meeting of the minds, but something where they're getting along, and it seems to be happening more and more. There was initially a schism, and I think that that's healing up.
I think you're right about that, and we saw evidence of that over the weekend at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where there was this supposed debate between the outside the system and the inside the system on the marijuana issue. Ended up not being much of a debate, more of like a backpatting session where people were mutually appreciative of one another. And I think that's great. And here you are, Jason, after having a fairly heated conversation with Mark. And it was really mostly off the air that you guys were having this discussion.
Yeah,
this was
at a local bar here in Keene, and we were talking about it. And
About voting, and the
thing is you're talking about a hair's breadth difference. I don't believe that voting, by and large, amounts to anything when you're talking about from a statistical standpoint. What difference does it make who I voted for president? Listeners, I'll magically give you back your vote, and now you can go place it in whatever column you want, and then you can see whether your vote makes a difference or not. Because the fact is, in your state where the Electoral College, the Electoral College votes were separated by tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of votes. So your vote, whether you change it or leave it the same or whatever, didn't matter. Sorry. So I think that voting really only amounts to anything on the very local, most local of levels. And I think that in those areas that it makes some amount of difference sometimes. However, I went to my town meeting last March, and there were many items that were voted on where everybody goes yay, and then my little voice going nay. So I'm one guy voting against a room of 250 or 300 people or whatever. So you know.
So the one voice can make a difference over time when you bring more of them together. And it's great to see people coming together like that. Let's go to the phones, actually. We've got a long-distance international call here. Slovakia. Mike is on the line. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yeah, it's Mike, the guy who still doesn't have any citizenship. Jason, I wanted to tell you, man, Agorist Acres, you got to get me across the Canadian border in a bear costume next year, I swear.
Adam and I like to talk about a moose costume because you can fit two people in there. And, yeah, we're all over it. Just let me know when and where.
With Adam?
I'm sure Adam would love that.
We'll talk about that later offline. I wanted to respond to the advertising on – or not the advertising, but rather the news that preceded this segment. Robert Byrd and his supporters rust in pieces. I couldn't be happier that this reprobate Neanderthal thug has passed away. It's not a cause for celebration, of course, that a man has died, but at least he's out of control.
Yeah, it's hard to for me to come to grips when I think about somebody, a politician like this, who's essentially died in office, which means that there are tyrannical votes that he had yet to make, and
rest assured someone will make them in his stead.
Indeed, but I can't disagree.
Hey, Mike, did you have more you wanted to share tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll bring you back. All the way from Slovakia. Mike is on the line with us here. We'll talk to him. The stateless man. He's renounced all citizenship and is still out there. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dialing toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231, the number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features includes stuff like our webcam. You can go and watch the show, listen to the show, and interact because our chat room is built into the same page, cam.freetalklive.com. The cam, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
What do you think the future holds as far as the economy goes here in the United States? You think it's going to be good? Do you think that you'd be better off with some precious metal, silver,
yes,
gold? That's my opinion. I'm asking questions for people to answer in their own minds. If your answers are yes, that you think that gold and silver are good ideas to have as either a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency, any variety of reasons, I have collected at Free Talk Live, at gold.freetalklive.com, a bunch of different coins that I feel are sort of the simple coins that people need in order to get precious metals in their hands. We're not talking about numismatic coins for investment purposes. Maybe they'll go up, maybe they'll go down. Numismatic meaning collector coins. These are intended to get precious metals into the hands of listeners of Free Talk Live and to do it at the very, very best rates that we could come up with. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, our syndicate there at Genesis Communications Network, and come up with these coins. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. As we continue here, we've got Jason Talley joining us from the CD Evolution Fund here tonight, cdevolution.org, as we continue to talk to Mike in Slovakia, the stateless man. And actually, I think a number of us consider ourselves stateless, as I don't know if you saw, Mike, but at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Shire Society Declaration was signed by what appeared to be about, I don't know, at least 50 people, maybe more than that. Essentially, people declaring their independence. So, you are not alone.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's going to be like, you know, more than 200 by next week, and 1,000 at least in a couple of months. But you know,
it's probably going to take a little while.
Got to get it online.
Yeah, honestly, it's probably going to take a little while.
Ian, as you said about the document, you know, like we can sign papers and pretend that it means something.
Yeah,
I love it, but it's not going to ultimately be a protection against the people who are going to use their power or their
When has a piece of paper ever protected anybody from anything? I mean, clearly the Shire Society Declaration isn't meant as protection; it's only meant as a declaration.
But it's a mindset also.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if people sign something, it makes it more real that they're free, and we're all members of the Shire Society. So, I mean, already in New Hampshire, we have each other's backs, but I think it'll be more meaningful.
So no, I love it. And you guys who created the text have boiled it down to the essential elements. I mean, I just wanted to say that, Jason, regarding Pete and Adam's arrest, I'm very happy that they're out of jail. It's completely messed up what happened there. It's not that this is exceptionally messed up in America anymore, but, well, I notice it because I'm connected to you and to them. But the other thing that I wanted to mention was this this internet kill switch idea, which was discussed about 20 minutes ago. You know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, the idea was stated 15, 20 years ago. The internet looks at government interference and routes around it as damage. There are probably 50 people in the United States who have the ultimate authority over what the internet does. These are not politicians. These are not CEOs. These are not corporate managers. These are network engineers. These are geeks. These are freedom-loving people who look at Slashdot and XKCD every day, and they are going to determine what the policies are. So when the order comes down, shut down the internet, guess what? Some percentage of those are going to rebel.
I hope so.
Good. And Mike knows what he's talking about. I mean, he has his website, nostate.com, but also he helped Motorhome Diaries with our website when we were on the road, so he's an internet pro.
Aren't you one of the bloggers over at Free Agents as well, Mike?
I happen to own the domain name. Actually, Jason owns the domain name, but I own the website. Jason's supposed to move the content someday.
It's fr33agents.com. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. In fact, one of my producers sent me an interview between Leo Laporte, who is one of the most popular podcast guys out there. I mean, the Twit podcast is tremendously
He's popular. On the radio, too, now.
Yep, and, well, he's been on the radio for a long time, actually, since before podcasts. But anyway, Leo interviewing a guy named Steve Gibson. I'm not sure who he is, but he seems to know his stuff when it comes to tech. And Leo points out, he asks him about the so-called internet kill switch. And Steve says, well, first of all, it's not possible. Excuse me, this is apparently their co-host on the show. The show is Security Now, so the show is about internet security and that sort of thing. Steve says, first of all, it's not possible. The internet isn't somewhere. It's not in Virginia or somewhere. It's inherently distributed. I'm inserting all of his words here. So I mean, and it's like distributed fabulously to make it so robust and resilient against accidental problems. So first of all, that's not what the so-called Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Act does. The only thing, and I looked at it carefully because I was curious what it was that legislatively had just happened. The only thing I could really see was that there were some formalization of presidential authority to ask or, you know, compel private internet providers to do the right thing, the sort of stuff they would probably do anyway. Like, I mean, if there were some sort of cyber attack, you'd expect the major backbone people from a technical standpoint, if it was the right thing to do, and I don't even know what that means because it would be a function of what the nature of the cyber attack was. But, for example, if there was some major denial of service flood pouring into the country and we weren't able to block it effectively while the individual inlets could simply pull their transatlantic plugs and just say, okay, we're just going to deny all incoming traffic into the U.S. Now, that's not something that the White House can flip a switch and have happen because these are all privately owned and privately run. But the president did get sort of the formal power to formally ask private internet backbone providers to do the right thing. So that's really all it was. I mean, I suppose technically, if you really needed to, you could wire up some sort of master switch. But what it would have to do would be somehow literally insert itself between every incoming feed into the nation. And come on. The government's not going to be able to do that.
So this is either the name of it, the internet kill switch, was either a politician coming up with some silly name,
yeah,
or some conspiracy theorist types coming up with some silly name,
or the media just
the conspiracy theorists in the media.
Well, the media just
aren't all the same.
I think it's probably more like the media and the politicians, one or the other. They don't really understand technology, so that they just called it that because that was their understanding of it. And he says, and then, of course, the problem is how you keep that from being flipped inadvertently. That would, of course, become a huge hacker target. It's like, oh, let's go get control of the internet kill switch and take the U.S. off the internet. So, again, if they actually did have that power, then it would be incredibly devastating to the United States and the world economy just by taking people offline. And what this guy is saying here is it's just not even possible. So basically, they'll be able to go and ask these internet service providers to pull the plug, but they're not going to. I wouldn't think they would do that. I mean, that's an incredible loss of business for them. And what good would it serve them? How would that help them to pull the plug off their connections to the world? It would be silly. So anyway, this guy's saying it's not possible. 800-259-9231. No worries. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you all the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free. You can get our emailed updates. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Head over to news.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine that you've been using for so long, and you can experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. And if you use the proxy link that comes up beneath every single one of these searches, and that's a service you normally pay for on the Internet, you'll have privacy when you search the website. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Right into your phone calls we go. Ladies first, Andrea is in Texas. By the way, Jason Talley is here with us from cdevolution.org. Andrea, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello,
yes.
Andrea.
This is Andrea.
Andrea, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I'm tired of the lies through the media. Every time I turn on the TV and the news is on, I just hear a bunch of junk. And I want to know, how do I wake up the people in my community? What can I do to organize something so we can watch some documentaries, listen to some real media?
How can you wake people up, Jason?
I would suggest starting a community radio station and having it stream the Liberty Radio Network. That's LRN.FM. I think there's one in Keene and where else?
There was one. It's off the air right now. I don't know if it's going to be coming back or what the plan is with that. It's not my station, so I don't know. But, yeah, I think that's a fine idea, Jason. I think starting up your own radio station is a good way to get the word out to people because it's relatively low cost. You don't have to have video equipment or anything like that. When you get into the world of video, you're looking at some significantly increased costs. So that's definitely a good way to do something. Old-fashioned flyering is always a good way to get the word out to people. You go to a place where a lot of people are, like a concert or some sort of a gathering, and you know, hand out some information to them. There's always that. What is it that you want to wake people up to? I'm just curious.
Just the New World Order. A lot of people aren't familiar with the term. They don't know nothing about it. They're like, hey,
what is that?
Tell
me what that means. What's the New World Order?
New World Order, where the government is organizing to have a one world government.
Hmm. Now, so you believe that all the governments in the world are going to combine into one?
Yes.
Hmm. And what evidence do you have that that's the case?
Well, I've been watching several documentaries by Alex Jones, and I've been taking notes, and I've been doing my own research. And it all points to one thing, and reflected on history also.
Now, look, I think that it's certainly the case that there are some people in the world that would like to combine governments together and have one big overarching world government, but I don't think it's very realistic to believe that all of them are going to come on board. I mean, you realize that you're talking about people who are in search of power, and if right now they have a tremendous amount of power over one geographic region, why would somebody who, say, is ruling over, you know, fill-in-the-blank country, Madagascar, for instance, why is the person who's ruling over Niger going to want to join up and essentially relinquish his power to some sort of international organization?
Well, most of the time, the smaller people, it wouldn't be done by voluntarily. It'd be more done by force, as it has been done through history, military-type force. And
you're saying that some of the countries, the big countries in the world, will then go and take over by force all of the little countries that don't want to go along with the plan?
Yes.
How'd that work in Iraq?
How did it work, or how does it work?
How is it working in Iraq, the whole takeover thing?
Well, we only know what they want us to know about what's really just going on in Iraq. So, I mean, we can't really just go by that because, as you know, and as a lot of other people know, the media is very diluted. The people that really want to speak out are scared to speak out, and the little few people that do speak out aren't listened to. How do we really just know what's really going on?
Well, Andrea, so you're talking about stopping one world government, but what are you doing to stop, the tyrannical government that we experience all the time, the government that Pete and Adam faced when they were in Massachusetts for just simply video recording? I mean, you know, shouldn't we stop that?
Well, I want to wake up people to that, too. Also, you know, small protests, the freedom of speech being zoned. I mean, it's all the small things that add up to big things, and that's just in everyday world. Things happen small, and people overlook them, but it's a group of small things that amount to bigger things.
Right, and that's why we should stop it
right
now.
And everybody needs to be woken up to smaller things, bigger things, all the things that are going on other than what's on, you know, TV and who's going to win the game and, you know, all the things that are set up to blind the people from what's really going on. Yeah. Our liberties are being taken away.
Andrea, I do not disagree with what you're saying, but I guess I'm kind of, you know, when it comes to this whole one world government thing, you have to kind of spend a lot of time proving it to people. Do you understand? You make the claim, well, the politicians want to create one world government. And then if the person is dubious, is skeptical, then you have to spend a lot of time, you know, researching. Go research this, read this book, da 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 da, in order to convince them. And then some of them are going to be convinced and some of them aren't. But one thing that isn't difficult to prove to them is that the state that we currently have is tyrannical, and you can show them, you know, instance after instance of rather than trying to uncover the dark, nefarious workings of a few very wealthy men that may want to control the world. It's a heck of a lot easier to show the in fact out in the bright light workings of the police state and you know the extraordinarily expensive government that we have that spends all kinds of money that no one asked and you know when I also think about one world government I think you know the same people that worry about one world government want to take back the Constitution generally and. You know, I think that the whole federal – if one world government is a bad idea, then isn't one nation government a bad idea?
I believe that government, period, is a bad idea.
Good.
I'm with you, Andrew.
I'm with you.
The people can't govern themselves. What happened to that?
I think that people should be governing themselves, and I think that that's what generally happens on a day-in, day-out basis. That's why we have overall in the world a lot of peace, because people do govern themselves very effectively, and they do interact with one another on a voluntary basis. And I share Mark's concerns here. We've had Alex Jones on this program before, and we've talked to him about strategy and the message of what it is we're saying versus what it is that he's saying. And it's one of the big areas of disagreement. I mean, I appreciate the things that he talks about when it comes to like the police state, because I think he's dead on accurate with that. I just think that I think that a lot of the things that he talks about involve speculation. And I know that you can get like statements from the world elites, like the David Rockefellers and all that, saying things about exterminating people and, you know, and forming one world governments and all that. I know that there are people out there that want to do those things. I believe that to be the truth, but I don't find it to be expedient to attempt to spread that particular word. As Mark was saying, it's far more difficult to get people to come on board with those ideas because they're based on speculation. Oh, well, they want to form a one-world government. Well, what about all the countries that don't want to form the one-world government? Well, what are they going to do? They're going to say no. Well, you said they're going to invade. Well, that didn't work too well in Iraq and Afghanistan. How's it going to work on a worldwide basis? It's not. So it's just not even going to be possible because you have all of these different competing thugs. I mean, essentially, these the people that are in charge of the governments of these countries are the head thugs. And these guys, for the most part, aren't going to want to give up their control. So, I mean, I've already kind of poked holes in that. And that's why I focus on what's happening. Focus on the tyranny that's happening now. And focus on what you're talking about, where people self-govern and getting people into that mindset and bringing them up here to New Hampshire. So all that aside, starting your own radio station is always a good idea to get the word out. Thanks for the call tonight. And we're coming up.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NOTE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. Hey, by the way, main feature of the website actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on these airwaves. You can go there, get registered, get signed up. Free accounts, by the way, all the features there we give away. But it allows you to actually submit show prep suggestions to the show. So somebody sent me an email, I think yesterday, oh, you guys should talk about this. Well, thanks for the suggestion, but we don't accept email show prep suggestions anymore because we've got this fancy new website that actually allows you to submit your suggestion, whether it's a blog post or a news article or a video or whatever it is you see online. In fact, you can even just type your own up if you want to on our website. So you submit that. It pops up on the site. Other listeners can then look at it and then decide if they like or dislike it. And there's a little plus button and a minus button, and you click whichever one based on how you feel about the submission. And then the most liked of the items on the site in a certain window of time will be promoted to the top page, to the front page in the top of our website, meaning we are more likely to see it when we're looking around for stuff to talk about on the air.
And so, we do use the website as show prep.
We do. And, I mean, tonight we've been loaded down with guests and phone calls, but there's interesting stuff there right now. Police officer caught stopping Latinos and stealing money from their wallets. I mean, that's right there on the front page. Always good stuff there at freetalklive.com. And it's thanks to listeners like you. You are the people who have created the content for our website. So without our listeners, there'd be nothing on our site. And thank you in advance for going there and doing that. Again, freetalklive.com allows you to influence the stuff we talk about here.
You know, I wanted to talk about the last call we had briefly and sort of the idea of conspiracy theories and educating the public and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about the validity or I'm not going to talk about the validity of any of these stories, whether there's a one world an elite of organization trying to create a one world government or anything like that. I'm sure there probably is. What I want to talk about is sort of what people, the average folks kind of judge and assess in their minds. And I think that you find that, you know, people will sort of write other folks off very quickly, that it's difficult to communicate these messages because people will say, crazy, crazy, crazy in their mind, and they won't listen to anything else you say. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give an example from my life. I had a contractor out at my house who was he was actually helping me put up retention walls. And the guys, we somehow or another, we got on the conversation of flying cars, you know, George Jetson kind of situation. I said, look, flying cars have been around for decades. It's the FAA that keeps flying cars from happening. It's not like the technology isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, oh, I think you need your head examined.
Wow, pretty honest of him.
Well, yeah, the guy and I had talked more than, you know, I mean, he'd been in contact with me more than once. And I'm like, no, just look it up. The Molnar Air Car, M-O-L.
Moller.
What you
spell? M-O-L-L-E-R, Molnar Air Car.
Okay, whatever.
Sky Car, actually.
All right. And, you know, I said look it up, and you know, he can do that. And I'm sure that it would come up if he wrote it in that way, the way that I spelled it for him. But, you know, be that as it may, you're just talking about a piece of technology that has been around that they've been trying to get through the FAA here for a few decades, and they've been, you know, stonewalled for whatever reason, and the guy thought I was crazy. I mean, we're not talking about me trying to educate him on, you know, an elite group of people that meet on an annual basis at a luxury hotel somewhere around the world with a, you know, really great security.
Or in the woods with an owl statue.
Right. Or, you know, and you know, bow down to an owl statue and they want to rule the world and that they're, you know, they're using the World
By
Bank
the way,
and the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, you know, the Illuminati. You know, the story gets bigger and more bizarre as it branches out. I'm not even saying it's not true. I wouldn't know. But
yeah.
But you're dealing here with somebody who at least has years
of...
Just
do the research.
Years of education on this story. And but the average person you have moments with. If you can
well,
show
that's why
them
you've got to push DVDs news on them and books and DVDs.
If you can show them a news story, however, that just shows, look, this is what the feet on the ground, this is what's happening. People are being arrested in the United States for doing photography. Do you think that it's right that people are arrested for doing photography? Do you think photography in the freest nation in the world, it's not, by the way, the freest nation in the world is okay? Because it's not. No, I can't imagine too many people would say that. Yeah, you probably shouldn't be out there.
Some
people will think you shouldn't be out there filming, say, nuclear submarines. But your local police station?
Just think of all the stuff that you have to push on these people. If you're one of the conspiracy theory promoters, then there's always this video and this video and this video, and then there's, you know, this book and this website and this website. You've got to do your research. You've got to do your research. This mantra of the conspiracy theorist
out
there
word out.
Is that, well, I've done all this research, and so I know. Well, with a good Liberty book, you get it in one book, right? I mean, if you've got somebody that likes to read, maybe they're coming from a more caring liberal persuasion, you recommend to them Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. I mean, if you're a liberal and you read that book and you still support government, you didn't read the book. I mean, that book is so persuasive. I actually contacted Dr. Ruart and I ordered a whole case of them, actually, for the purpose of selling them at a discount and getting them into people's hands, just because I think it's that good. I think that if you've got a powerful message, as we do, it can be relayed in a much shorter order of time without all this proofing and all of the, you know, the research that the conspiracy theorists are
complicated works, simple works, complicated doesn't.
Right. And, you know, these conspiracy theorists, they really want to tell you about chemtrails or extermination of the population like Alex Jones does in Endgame. But they will not give up on the idea of government. You know, we need better government. You know, maybe they want limited government, but they won't reject the idea that the government is a coercive institution, like many of the voluntarists and
or they'll propose some insidious plot, like, you know, the 9/11 thing, and then they'll propose that the government investigate itself. Like, we demand an investigation. Well, run by whom? Well, the government. You mean the very same government you believe is taken over by the elites and their total control?
The good,
the
good people in the government.
Right. Yeah. You can reform it, right?
Well, and you know, the other sort of inconsistency that I see is this nation that the United States has grown into. It was supposed to be a sort of a small federation of states in order to, you know, deal with trade and things like that. But it has grown to the point that it is essentially a super state over these states. When the federal government says jump, all of the 50 states say, how high, as quickly as they possibly can. It's no longer a state of states. It is, you know, some minor designations amongst the super state. And the you know, the problem that I have with this is the people that are worried about one world government, they don't seem to care that we have one, this giant nation,
a
this
monolith.
huge yeah. government that we currently have. And I'm not saying they don't want to shrink it, but they don't want
and you're
to.
You're talking generally. There are people in their yeah. movement that do care.
I think the United States federal government needs to go away. It is not providing U.S. citizens with anything.
John's been waiting patiently in Columbus, listening to WAIS. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
John? Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a new listener, and it's very refreshing to hear people on the radio that aren't frothing at the mouth. So thank you for that.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to return to the topic of civil disobedience, and I wanted to have you help me understand what is how do you differentiate between things where civil disobedience is the appropriate path versus just working through the legislature? Because typically, historically, civil disobedience seems to be justified in situations where people are disenfranchised. But I haven't heard of too many people clamoring, saying, hey, I can't vote. I don't have a voice. And I think if people really were, then you'd start to see a lot of federal agents show up and do a lot of investigations and make sure that people do get a vote. So what's the justification for civil disobedience, and what do you mean by that? What kind of scenarios are we talking about?
I can't speak for everybody, but I will speak for myself and why I think civil disobedience is important. And I'm trying to live a moral life, and a lot of times government gets in the way of that. They will try to steal my money to pay for things that I morally disagree with, like war and bailouts, etc. So if I'm going to do the right thing, I have to say no to this. And, you know, in New Hampshire when I moved here, that's why I want to work with the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, because I want to support those people, those good people that are saying no to bad laws.
I would answer that by saying that if voting changed anything, it'd be illegal. I think that on a very local level, as we discussed earlier tonight, voting can make a difference. We've seen some examples of the political system working, albeit slowly, here in New Hampshire. But in general, your vote means nothing. Certainly at the federal level, it is useless. And so the idea that voting is somehow going to change anything significantly is ludicrous. And I think that over time, that's been borne out by the fact that all kinds of people voted for Republicans saying small government this, small government that, and all you get is bigger government year after year. I wish we had more time to talk to you. Call us tomorrow night. We can get into detail on this because we are flat out of time for tonight. It's been Ian with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Don't forget to visit Jason and over at cdevolution.org and get on board. We've got monthly contributions. You can throw some money in a pot as well. It's a great website. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.